Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are on Daf Chaf Bet Amud Bet, that's 22b. And we're right at the top of the page, just four words in on the top line where it says Tufshin. That abbreviation stands for Tashma. Come in here. Now, what we've been discussing is the Torah reading on different days. As we generally know, although the original Torah reading on Mondays and Thursdays was instituted by Moshe, the principle that we should have three aliyot, three different people reading in the Torah, was instituted by Ezra at a later stage. And he instituted that we should, on a regular Monday and Thursday, and on Shabbat at Mincha, we should have three people reading. Each one should read a minimum of three psukim, but the total should be 10 psukim, so one of them would have to read four. What we've been learning is that in our Mishnah, is that on some special days, we read more than three aliyot. So our Mishnah states that, on Rosh Chodashim, Rosh Chodesh, uvechulo shel moed, and on the intermediate days of the festival, we read four aliyot. We add, instead of having regular three, we add on the fourth one. And then the Mishnah states, zehaklal, this is the general principle. Kol sheyesh bo musaf, any day in which there is musaf, so Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed both have musaf. Ve'eno yom tov, but it's not a yom tov, and neither Rosh Chodesh nor Chol HaMoed are officially yantif, that is, they're not usher in doing malacha, korin arba'a, then you read four. Uvi yom tov chamisha, and then on yom tov, you read five aliyot. So the Argamar is going to introduce a different teaching about this. Tashma, come in here, zehaklal, this is the principle. Instead of calling kol sheyesh bo musaf eino yom tov, that's how our Mishnah said it, this teaching says kol sheyesh bo bitul melacha la'am, any day on which there is a concern of bitul melacha, kigon ta'anit tzibur v'tishabav korin shlosha. In other words, on a fast day, a ta'anit tzibur, or on Tisha B'Av, which is also a fast day, people have to go to work. Even though it's a fast day, they're going to work. So we want to do a shorter davening. So we do not add on an additional aliyah. We read three. V'she'ein bo bitul malacha, but if there is no concern of wasting people's work hours because people are not going to work on that day, la'am, for the people, kigon rashei chodashim v'chulo shel moed, like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, korin dalet, shema mina. Then you read four. So this particular teaching seems to indicate that fast days, which is our the concern that we had, is on fast days we read, which is that it seems to indicate that people did not go to work on Rosh Chodesh. And that seems strange because Rosh Chodesh is not a day on which work is forbidden. Chol HaMoed, perhaps you could say yes. Even though some people work on Chol HaMoed, there are certain restrictions. You're only supposed to do work for something that's a davar ha'aved, that's going to be lost if you don't do it at that time. So there definitely are restrictions on labor during Chol HaMoed, but Rosh Chodesh there doesn't seem to be any. Rashi and Tosfot both mention that there is a custom that women refrain from work on Rosh Chodesh, but this seems to be a very, and they give a whole explanation of how it is that women came to have a special status on Rosh Chodesh because they didn't want to give up their gold in order to build the Egel, and how that connects to Rosh Chodesh, which is a whole topic. And there is still a custom among women not to do work on Rosh Chodesh. But that doesn't seem to have anything to do with men, or with Torah reading, or with Shul. So it seems odd that it seems included here. If the whole issue is about the men who are coming to Shul having to get to work, this would not seem to apply to them at all. So it's a tricky issue. There are a couple different answers to it. Some say that even though the women are not in Shul, and even though they're not listening to the Torah, that because of the fact that there's a restriction on Malacha, even though it only applies to some people, and those are not the people in Shul, that nonetheless the same rule would apply. Other people say that there was some kind of a restriction on labor, that on fast days, or that on Rosh Chodesh, people didn't go out to do hard physical menial labor, so they restricted themselves from some kinds of labor. And a third argument, and this is brought in the Turei Even, is that there was a time earlier days, during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, when there was an isur of labor, and people didn't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, but that time period passed after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and now there isn't really any restriction on labor at all. There's just a custom among some women not to refrain from work on Rosh Chodesh. as you know, so a lot of women don't do, let's say, laundry on Rosh Chodesh. My wife always complains about that because she says that if she doesn't do it on Rosh Chodesh, she's going to have to do it the next day and it'll be twice as much. But there is such a custom not to do it. Also, it could be that doing laundry in those days was actually much harder. Now you just put it in a washing machine. There you had to take it down to the river and scrub it, and it was a more difficult procedure. In any case, such a custom still does exist in some communities of women not to do or to restrict their labor on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. We continue on 2, 4, 5 lines down from the top. Amar Ravashi, v'ha'anan lotanan hachi. Ravashi says, we did not learn this way. We learned a different way. How do we learn it? Zeh haklal, this is the principle. This is quoting the Mishnah. Kol yom sheyesh bo musaf, ve'eno yom tov. As it says in our Mishnah, any day that doesn't have musaf, that has a musaf, but not yom tov, korin arba'a, you read 4. La'atuye mai. What day are we including here that's not mentioned? So generally the rule is whenever it says Zahaklal, it's including a case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Lav la'atuye ta'anit tzibor v'tisha b'av. It should be including fast days and Tisha B'Av. In other words, based on our Mishnah, it seems to imply that on fast days and Tisha B'Av, you should read 4 aliyot. That's what Ravashi is arguing, and that's been our topic of discussion. Ulu Rav Ashi matnitin mani, but according to Rav Ashi, who will this following Mishnah go like? Lo Tanakama v'lo Rabbi Yosi. Ditanya, as we learn in a Braita, this Braita comes from the very end of Masechet Tanit, and it's talking about Tisha B'Av. So it says, Chaliot b'sheni v'chamishi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday or Thursday, Korin Shlosha, you read 3 aliyot, umaftir echad, and the third aliyah, well, it doesn't specify the third one, but it says one of them, which will be the last one, is also maftir. Bashlishi ubravi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, korei echad, you read 1 aliyah, umaftir echad, and that aliyah is maftir. This is a little bit of a surprising opinion of the Tanakhama that you would only read 1 aliyah. The Turi Evan suggests that because Ezra never established a Torah reading on Tisha B'Av, that it should go back to the original Takana of Moshe, and the original Takana of Moshe was that you should read on Mondays and Thursdays, but only 1 aliyah. Moshe's Takana never specified 3 aliyot. That did not happen until the time of Ezra. The second opinion in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Omer La'olam Korin Shlosha Umaftir Echad. Regardless of what day it falls out on, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of Tisha B'Av, you still read 3 aliyot, and the last one is maftir. So those two opinions both seem to indicate that on Tisha B'Av, you read no more than 3 aliyot, whether it's 1 aliyah or 3 aliyot. Certainly 3 aliyot is the most. Nobody seems to hold 4 aliyot, which is what Rav Ashi maintains is the correct one. Ve'elakashya zehaklal. But what about in our Mishnah where it says zehaklal? And as I mentioned, whenever it says zehaklal, it's coming to mention another case. And we suggest that that case should be ta'anit tzibur, public fasts, and Tisha B'Av. Lo, the Gemara says, no, it's not coming to include Tisha B'Av. It's coming la'tuye Rosh Chodesh u'moed. It's coming to include Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. But, says the Gemara, ha-behedya katani. But those are explicitly mentioned. We said specifically, on Rosh Chodeshim and Chul HaShemoed, you read 4, and then we said zehaklal. So the zehaklal should be referring to an additional case. So ha-behedya katani la. Barosh Chodeshim u-moed korin arba'a. It says in our Mishnah, on Rosh Chodesh and on Chul HaMoed, we read 4. So the Gemara answers, simana ba'alma yahif. This is just a regular simen. In other words, let's say it another way. When it says zehaklal, usually it's coming to include a case that was not mentioned in the Mishnah. In this case, the Gemara says that's not true. In this case, it's just simana ba'alma. It is just trying to make another point, a general point. What's the point it wants to make? Delo tema yom tov v'cholo shel moed ki hadadei ninhu. That you shouldn't come to think that yom tov and chol hamoed are the same. Meaning you might think that all the days of Sukkot you should read the same number of aliyot. After all, it's all one holiday. However, we know that on yom tov we read 5 aliyot and on chol hamoed we only read 4. So it comes to reiterate the klal to remind us that not all days of the festival have exactly the same number of aliyah. Ella, rather, says the Gemara, Nakot hai klala biyadecha. take this principle in your hand. Here is a principle, it says, that's worth filing under important information. And it is actually a very good principle that explains how we do aliyot in shul. Kol detzvei le'milta, any day on which there is an additional item, mechavre, from its fellow, tfei le'gavra yetera, it is added on an additional aliyah, an additional person reading in the Torah. Hilkach, therefore, so usually we read three aliyot. Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbat, Mincha, we read three aliyot. That's the baseline. So when you have Berosh Chodesh, Umoed, Deika Karbon Musaf, so Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, where you have an additional Musaf offering, Korin Arba'ah, you go up from three to four. Now, then, be Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, where you also have Musaf, but it's also to Asur Ba'asiyat Melacha, that you also can't do Melacha on that day, so you add on an additional Aliyah that gets to the Chamisha. On Yom HaKippurim, which has Musaf and is forbidden on Melacha, but it has an additional item, the Anush Karet, that as opposed to all other holidays, if you violate Yom HaKippurim, the punishment is Karet, it's a spiritual excision. Shisha, then you read six Aliyot. Shabbat and Shabbat, which it has all of the above, well, it has, seems to have all of the above, but it also has the Ika Isur Skila that has an Isur of Skila, it should be Shiva. Now, there is a little bit of a problem here between Yom Kippur and Shabbat, because Shabbat doesn't have all of the above. It doesn't have Karet, it has Skila. So you could argue that Skila, which is stoning, so that's a punishment by a human Beit Din, is in some ways more severe than Karet, which is punishment by the heavenly Beit Din. That's a debatable point as it is, but even nonetheless, it's not additional, meaning you shouldn't go from 5 to 7, and you shouldn't go from 6 to 7. It's unclear how we get to 7 aliyot for Shabbat there. In fact, we'll see later in the next daf, we're going to see in a machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that we only should say 6 aliyot on Shabbat, and that we should say 7 on Yom Kippur. And the reason he says we should say 7 on Yom Kippur is because you have an additional tefillah, which is called ne'ilah. So this is a little, there's a few questions on this, but basically the idea is that every time you add something, you add aliyot. So we can go from 3, which is a regular day, 4 Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, 5 on Yom Tov, 6 on Yom Kippur, 7 on Shabbat. And the only one that we had been discussing was Ta'anit Tzibur. So in the end, we're going to conclude that Ta'anit Tzibur, fast days, and Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, we read 3 aliyot. Because even though you add on, let's say, Anenu or Nachem, that doesn't count as enough of an addition, enough of an additional prayer to add an additional aliyah. Okay. We're going to stop there, and we will continue in our next recording.